I'm going to invite some of the men to come prepare to serve communion, intimacy, fellowship. This is an opportunity for us to commune as believers in Jesus, to commune with the living God who loved you so much that he sent his only son to pay your price in full so that you could be invited into relationship with him, where you could know him, where you could experience the power of his resurrection. If you don't know him, I'd invite you to believe in him, to throw yourself on his mercy, to say, I recognize I'm a sinner. I'm dead in my transgressions and sin. I can't make up for, I can't fix my own condition. I need rescue. And I understand, Jesus, you're the rescuer. So Jesus, would you rescue me? It's like the guy in the ocean sinking. Help! Just do that. I mean, you know what? You can do it out loud if you need to. Jesus, help me! Like, I'm a mess and I need your rescue. That's all you got. All you got is a pile of sin that's dragging you to the bottom. And he says, give that to me. I'll rescue you. I'll set you free. I'll give you new life. I'll pump the water out of your lungs and breathe my life in so that you can be alive with a new kind of life, with my Holy Spirit inside you. So you can live not for yourself anymore, but for others. Live like me, begin to be conformed to my image. So if you haven't received that gift, receive that gift. If you have received that gift, treasure your intimacy with Jesus today. Treasure the gospel, bread, juice, reminders of his body broken, his blood poured out for me, because I'm that bad. That he had to die on a cross because that's what I deserve. He had to endure the separation from his Father because that's what I deserve for eternity. And he, the eternal one, took it in my place. Treasure that gift. Once we've all been served, we'll give thanks together and receive that together. Hold that in your hands. Reflect on what he's done for you. We'll receive that together as the body of Christ. Father, thank you for your great mercy. For your rescuing love. Thank you for sending your only Son to die the death I deserve. To bear in his own body the wrath that my sin warrants. So that I could experience a gift I will never deserve. Your acceptance, your favor, your kindness. Thank you, Father, for sending the gift of your Holy Spirit to live inside, to make a wretch your treasure. For changing my heart, changing my desires so that I no longer want to live for me. I want to live for you. And use the gifts you've given me to serve others. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming inside and changing and transforming and making me not who I once was, but who I ought to be. Who I want to be. Thank you for the life-transforming good news of Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit, that you empower this corpse to live a life today that's pleasing to the Father. It can be shaped today just a little bit more like Jesus. continue your work that you began. Thank you, Jesus, that you promised you finish what you started. You began this work. You're going to bring it to completion on the day of Christ. So continue, Father, Son, Spirit, to conspire together to make me more like Jesus. And we receive a good gift from your hand. We receive your grace and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new inside.